This is KUAF. With help from CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight has been focusing on foster children in our court system this month. Our series closes now with CASA's Development Director, Colleen Smith, speaking to the Executive Director, Crystal Vickmark.
So tell me about child abuse in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, it's a lot more prevalent than most people realize.
What's the region that CASA serves here in Northwest Arkansas?
We serve Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington County, and that's considered Area 1 for the Department of Human Services.
So how has CASA of Northwest Arkansas changed in the 14 years you've been leading?
We've grown. That's the biggest thing. Say 10 years ago, our number of children served has increased 100%. The children in foster care, unfortunately, has increased as well at 50%. But our program has just grown exponentially year after year.
So if you could change one thing about the child welfare system, what would it be?
To have more social workers, the boots on the ground, the workers. Right now, their caseloads are 45 families per worker in Washington County. And if we could get that down to 15 families per worker, which is supposed to be their actual average, I think the children will get more services that they need and we'll see better outcomes.
So in your time with CASA, what kind of life changes have you witnessed from the children that we've served over the years?
We've had children who have had their eyes checked for the first time because a CASA volunteer has insisted that they go see an eye doctor and been able to see the board for the first time. We've had CASA volunteers who have noticed that a child is struggling in school and been the only one who really pushed for the child to be tested and found out that this children could not read. We have had children who have been walking homeless down the streets, and we've had a CASA who have come in and helped get them back in the foster care system and back on the road to going back to school and, of course, having a home again. I've had a CASA volunteer who has gone to check on a child before. And I can't talk about that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's just so many changes, but one thing that I have seen over and over again consistently is that our CASA volunteers have been there for the children. And we've had children that have come into court running up to their CASA volunteers saying, "Thank you, I knew you'd be here today."
We have a core of more than 200 volunteer advocates across Northwest Arkansas serving more than 600 children on an annual basis. What do you have to say to them?
First, thank you. Thank you for giving of your time and your family and your heart to these children. We know more than anything that what our volunteers do is often thankless. They feel that way, but we know that they are making a huge impact on these children's lives. The little things that they do, the big things that they do impact these children's lives, and I know that they are going to be forever grateful for what their volunteers have done.
We have a gap between the number of advocates and the number of children that are being served in Northwest Arkansas. Why do you think it's important for every child in foster care to have a CASA advocate?
Because our CASA volunteers are the one that are there for these children. 95% of our children have the same CASA volunteer throughout the time that they are in foster care. They're the ones, the CASA volunteers, the ones that can open up their notebook and say, "Well, Your Honor, Joey was placed with this family here, and this is what happened," or, "We've already tried that, and it didn't work," or, "Has anyone thought about this?" They're that one consistent. If you were to look at any child's case right now, you know that we know that they've had two or three workers. We know that they might have had maybe one other judge. But we know they've had only one CASA volunteer. So there's that one consistent person, and they need that consistent person.
Where does CASA of Northwest Arkansas as an organization see themselves in 5 years, and how do we get there?
In 5 years, we will serve every child in foster care. We need more CASA advocates. We need to recruit and train 100 CASA volunteers in the next 5 years. please, you know, call our office, 479-725-2213. Log on to our website at www.nwacasa.org. Call us and talk to us, and we'll tell you about how to become a CASA volunteer and the impact that'll make in these children's lives.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Crystal, for sharing CASA's 2020 vision to serve every child in need.
Crystal Vickmark is Executive Director of CASA of Northwest Arkansas. For more on this group, nwacasa.org. For archived segments of the series, kuaf.com. Special thanks goes to CASA's Colleen Smith, Development Director, for her help on this series. Our background music for this series, composed and performed by John R. Clark. It's called Blackberry Freedom. For more on the Community Spotlight series, you can contact me, Pete Hartman, by email. My email address, phartma@uark.edu.